The framework of karma and reincarnation in which we evolve is neutral and provides for each soul, in response to the actions of its personalities, the experiences that it requires in order to evolve. Therefore, the orientation, or the attitude, with which a personality approaches the evolutionary process determines the nature of the experiences that will be required for the evolution of its soul. For example, an angry personality will respond to the difficulties of its life with anger, and thereby bring into being the necessity of experiencing the results of anger. However, a person who is angry and yet reveres life will respond very differently to the difficulties of his or her life than a person who is angry and has no reverence for life. The person who has no reverence for life will not hesitate to strike out against life. The violence that is released in killing another person or another living creature is much greater than the violence that is released in speaking angry words. The karmic obligation, the energy imbalance that is created by killing, can only be balanced by the experience of a commensurate brutality. Thus, a person who is reverent will automatically be spared the severe karmic consequences of one who is not. We see life as cheap. This perception pervades all of our perceptions. Our behavior and values are so much shaped by perceptions that lack reverence that we do not know what it is like to be reverent. It is not possible for a reverent person to exploit his or her friends, co-workers, city, nation, or planet. It is not possible for a reverent species to create caste systems, child labor, nerve gas, or nuclear weapons. Therefore, it is not possible for a reverent person or a reverent species to accumulate the type of karma that such activities create. Why is this? What is reverence? Reverence is engaging in a form and a depth of contact with life that is well beyond the shell of form and into essence. Reverence is contact with the essence of each thing and person and plant and bird and animal. It is contact with the interior of its beingness. Even if you cannot sense the interior, it is enough to know that the form, the shell, is merely an outer layer, that underneath it the true power and essence of who a person is, or what a thing is present. That is what is honored in reverence. Process is honored in reverence. The unfolding of life, the maturation process, the process of growing through and coming into your own empowerment, is a process that needs to be approached with reverence. The cycles of life need to be approached with reverence. They have been in place for billions of years. They are the reflection of the natural breathing of the soul of Gaia itself, the earth consciousness, as it moves its force fields and guides the cycles of life. If these are revered, how could we look at something as exquisite as our earth's ecology and do one thing that would risk the balance of this system?